There's a lot of talk among Catholics right now about who might succeed Pope John Paul II, and perhaps more importantly, what policies that man should embrace. Even among priests, there are differing views on everything from social issues to the style and tone of the liturgy. For a sampling of views, NPR's Manalit Del Barco visited St. John's Seminary in Camarillo, California.
During evening prayer service at St. John's Seminary, students sing and pray side by side with their teachers. Some of the seminarians will soon lead congregations in the 5-million-member Los Angeles Archdiocese. Unlike earlier generations of students, many of today's seminarians are older. The average age is 34, and they're diverse from different ethnic backgrounds, experiences, and points of view.
I would describe myself as Orthodox.
Anthony Sirocki is 30 years old, the son of Iraqi immigrants, and a former attorney who will be ordained in June.
Orthodox means right belief. I tend to find the answers that the church has had, perennially had, to the human questions of who we are, where we came from, where we're going, I tend to find them very persuasive.
Sirocki says in college he came back to his Catholic faith. He even started a pro-life group while studying at UC Berkeley. Sirocki remembers going to France in 1997 to see Pope John Paul II during one of his World Youth Days.
One of those young Americans shouting, JP2, we love you, and him shouting back how he loved us. He had faith in us, and that helped me to have faith in myself and helped me to see my calling.
As a member of the so-called JP2 generation, Sirocki says he and many other young Catholics responded to and identified with the Polish Pope and priests of his generation.
They seemed to believe, first of all, that there was a thing called truth. They preached about grace and sin and Christ, and the other priests kind of talked about what I would call a watered-down kind of just be nice to everyone type thing, and there didn't seem to be a lot of real substance.
Sirocki says he finds himself much more in line with the current church hierarchy than priests of the baby boomer generation, like Monsignor Helmut Hefner.
I would say my generation would not put the teaching and the dogma out there right up in front, would be more willing to engage people and then bring in the teaching of the church. Whereas I think that there is a tendency, in among some people that it's kind of an in-your-face statement of the truth and take it or leave it.
Monsignor Hefner is rector and president of St. John's Seminary, his alma mater.
I was a student here in the 1960s, which was a whole different type of environment, very restrictive, very closed environment here at the seminary. Of course, the world was exploding and bursting at the seams. The whole attitude of change and looking forward, So for many priests that are the product of the Second Vatican Council, many priests have taken a much more progressive stance.
And, he says, many young people at that time went into the priesthood hoping for changes in the mandatory vows of celibacy.
And that was part of a problem in my generation, that people were ordained and really with some hope that things would change, and then they didn't change, and then people left the ministry, and there was a big exodus of people in my generation from the ministry.
Hefner says he advises seminarians not to be ordained, hoping that the next pope will make great changes. And Anthony Sirocki, for one, says he's clear about his commitment.
I'm entering into this fully expecting and believing I will be celibate my whole life. If a man substantially disagrees with the rightness of serious church teachings, he shouldn't be a priest.
But Monsignor Hefner says the Catholic Church is diverse enough to accommodate many points of view. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.